Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
It's a round of applause from the tech industry on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling against Trump's immigration ban. Now what?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And the appeals court decision on Thursday to uphold a nationwide halt to President Trump's executive order on immigration was a resounding victory to hundreds of companies, namely in the tech industry, who have publicly spearheaded against the immigration ban. Here with the very latest on that front is the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis, patching in from our San Francisco Bureau's booth. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
So this judgment from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, it's the news of the week, and of course, Silicon Valley really spearheaded the corporate dissent here. What's the response been like from these tech giants?
Well, certainly, Silicon Valley is applauding this decision. They have, from the beginning, been extremely vocal about their opposition to this immigration order, and so much so that nearly 130 companies, most of them from the tech industry, signed an amicus brief in this federal appeals court case to support the side of the state of Washington in arguing that the temporary restraining order, which essentially created a nationwide halt to the Trump administration's immigration order, remain. And on Thursday, we saw just that. The federal appeals court did rule that this nationwide halt would remain, and the immigration order is not going to go into effect just yet as the legal challenges play out. Mm-hmm. And it is exceptional that there has been such a broad opposition from the business world. It hasn't been just the tech industry either.
Right.
I mean, of course, we do have Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, all the big companies, and even some of the smaller ones, some that you haven't heard of, and even startups like Uber, signing on. But we also have companies like Chobani, Levi's Jeans. These companies also signed on to the amicus brief. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, companies like Ford, Coca-Cola, Goldman Sachs, General Electric, Nike, all of these companies have publicly criticized the ban as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there are few, if any, companies that we have seen who have publicly supported the ban, and it shows just how unpopular it is with much of the country.
How significant do you think this stand that tech took played in? Like you mentioned, it wasn't just tech companies, but I feel like it was a really significant initiation on the part of the tech industry. Do you think that in and of itself was substantial when looking at the big picture?
I will say that, the move from the tech industry in the hours after, and at least over the weekend,
right,
after Mr. Trump signed the executive order imposing this travel ban, that was significant because it kind of paved the way for other companies to know that this was okay. One of the things that we understand in talking to businesses about standing up to this new White House is the fear that they will be singled out by the president. Obviously, he has not been shy about
right.
naming
with
names.
Nordstrom, and, exactly.
Of course, just recently, and also has criticized, automakers for making things overseas. And on
right.
the campaign trail, he called out Apple and Amazon. So there is some concern about, standing up to the White House because you could become a target. However, there is some strength in numbers. If everyone is standing up together, it is difficult for this administration to single out a single company. And beyond that, once the tech industry did stand up, you saw other industries starting to stand up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it went beyond just company meetings or letters to staff or even public statements. It became a legal briefing. Now, the significance of this legal brief in this federal appeals court case is unknown. We will say that it was not mentioned in the hearing specifically, and it was not, as far as we can tell, mentioned in the decision. So it may not have played much of a part in the judge's decision.
Mm-hmm.
Much of this probably came down to a legal interpretation. However, we will say it is significant to have a legal brief signed by so many companies and so many big name companies especially.
Right, right. And nothing specific yet from Donald Trump by way of a reaction to these tech businesses or any business in particular, correct?
No, not that we have seen. There was obviously a strained relationship during the presidential campaign between the Silicon Valley and the president, broad opposition to the president's candidacy, you know, over the year of the campaign or so. But there was, you know, kind of a truce after he was elected. And we did have this high-profile meeting at Trump Tower with, you know, the biggest CEOs and executives from Silicon Valley showing, flying to New York to, you know, meet with Mr. Trump. And we've had separate meetings with White House officials and tech leaders. But it appeared that, you know, this truce was called off when this immigration order came out and the gloves were thrown off. And we'll see how this goes forward and whether or not we're going to have more animosity between Silicon Valley and the White House.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening. So, Jack, Thursday's ruling seems like an important moment for tech in that it highlighted it as an industry that can make a difference and that it's a political engagement here that caused a substantial impact. I assume we can only see more of that. It's only been 3 weeks, you know?
Yes. One lobbyist for the tech industry did say this is not the last battle. There are many other battles looming, you know, over issues including net neutrality, which is sort of involving internet regulation, and other things like climate change, with which tech leaders feel very strongly about. So we may see more of this in the future.
It's going to get interesting. Jack Nickis, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Jack Nickis for joining us. For more on the story, check out WSJ.com. That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.